Hi, this is Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host, Dee Boghetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Hey, good afternoon, folks. We're actually here at Covenant Woods, and we have done a chocolate therapy dog visit to the residents here today with my chocolate lab, Murphy, and our pal, Denali, the chocolate Newfoundland. And we are now sitting with a lady who is oftentimes our escort. Shannon, tell the folks what it is that you do here.
Sure. My name is Shannon Marling, and I'm the recreation manager for Health and Wellness. And my responsibilities are really to oversee all of the recreation programming and access that residents have to various programming as well as recreation therapy. And I get to hang out with Murphy and all the rest of the guys, so that's a lot of fun.
It's way fun, isn't it?
It is fun.
So, Shannon, how long have you been involved with pet therapy?
Sure. We've actually had a distant pet therapy group at this facility for probably about 4 years, but we've not been as actively engaged and involved until we actually started working as closely with you all.
Right.
Personally, as a recreation therapist, I've been involved with pet therapy probably for about 5 or 6 years.
And what do you think of it? What does it do for your folks?
Sure. I think pet therapy is probably one of the most beneficial services that we can extend to our residents. A lot of folks, when they live in a situation like this, they may have had pets during the course of their life. However, they're not able to maybe continue maintaining the pets as they kind of transition through the levels of care. So it really provides them an opportunity to have that emotional connection and that bond that, as all animal lovers, and I'm sure your listeners know, is just irreplaceable.
Absolutely. Now, one of the things we didn't tell the folks is, what kinds of residents do you have here?
We have, we're what's called a CCRC, Continuing Care Retirement Community, and we have residents from independent living, assisted living, health care, and memory support. We deal with individuals who are 65 and older, and they can have a wide range of age impacts as well as illnesses from Alzheimer's, dementia, stroke, heart disease, diabetes, so just a wide range of things.
Now,
you can probably hear Pretty Boy behind us. That's one of our other animals.
Yes, we have a bird therapist behind us. And Murphy's kind of checking out the bird as the bird talks. Now, tell me, Shannon, tell the folks, it can be more than the dogs visiting, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Visiting is just one of the benefits. There are therapeutic aspects to their visits, which involve range of motion for petting, verbalization for talking to the dogs, or expressing themselves to the animals, which they often can do far more successfully with the animals than they can with us.
It's amazing. I've seen it. Wow. It's so cool. Someone who will not talk to me will talk to my dog.
It's a pretty powerful thing. Dogs are, and all kinds of animals, but especially dogs, I think, are far less intimidating than people are. You're not there to provide a service, a care. You're not going to give me a shot or a pill or anything like that. You're just going to let me pet, love on you, and I'm going to be able to relate to you, the animal.
Now, what I've seen this over and over again. It seems when a person in your facility touches my dog, mm-hmm. just the touching his fur, mm-hmm. something changes. What is that about?
It's about connection. It's really about that connection that sometimes we can get with touching another person, but it's totally different when you're connecting emotionally with an animal. As we're talking, there's a resident behind us who's actually talking to one of the other dogs.
Which is so cool.
There's just something for most people who aren't afraid of animals, non-threatening. And when you touch an animal, you get that life force exchange, is what really happens.
It's amazing. I think that's really amazing. And for me, this is the first time I've shadowed Dee, so I'm still a student in this. But it's amazing. You can just see the change, just the contact, and it's instantaneous. Mm-hmm. People are just, if they're like animals, they're digging it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's been really cool.
He's like my dog when I tell him to get it.
We're now surrounded by residents or visitors. And when we visit places, the dogs don't just give therapy to the folks in the facility, but to staff, to folks visiting folks, everyone. And that's what's happening. Denali the Newf right now is getting loved on. Murphy's going, excuse me, what about me? Well, Shannon, anything else you'd like to share with us? I mean, you've given us, I think our listeners, a real insight into what therapy animals can do in an organization like this, in a facility like this.
The only thing I would say is you may not have an animal that's a certified pet therapy dog, or you may not have someone who can facilitate the pet therapy aspect of it. However, if you have an animal that has a great demeanor and you have a facility near you, whether it has children, whether it has adults, take your animal and go visit people, because that connection means more than words can ever express.
Now tell me, who would they call first?
That's a great question. Anytime you want to get into a facility, the first person in a retirement community, you're going to want to ask for the activities person or the recreation staff. If they don't have that, you're going to want to ask for whoever does implement. That's going to be your first point of contact.
So most nursing homes, I suspect, would just be thrilled with that. They have pets come and visit, right?
Yeah.
So
if not, then have them give me a call.
We will do that. Absolutely right. Well, Shannon, thank you so much. You have really shared important information with our listeners today.
No, thank you. Thank you all for the service, too, that you all provide to our residents. It's something I can't do.
We love it. Thank you for having us.
Sure.
Now, Terry's going to just walk over and talk to Paul for a moment. Sure. Say hello to Paul, Denali's dad.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
Good. How are you today?
Good. So tell me about Denali. How old is he?
Denali is just shy of 2 years old. He is a brown Newfoundland. He carts and does a little bit of water rescue for fun. And, of course, we're working on becoming a therapy dog. Not quite there yet, but a lot closer than I ever thought he would be.
So you mentioned that he does carts, and today I got to see that. So talked a little bit about that to the folks that might not understand that.
Well, Newfoundlands were actually bred to work on ships and to pull the fish from the ship to market on a cart. So they are a draft animal, and they are trained with directions right, left, when to stop, and actually, they are a routine type of dog. When I cart with them at my house, I can just turn them loose and they will stop right in front of my front door to be unhooked.
Nice, nice. Now, is the chocolate brown normal? I mean, I see the black ones.
Well, the standard for Newfoundlands are black and white, which is a Lancier, brown and gray. Brown are a little bit unusual. Gray are very unusual.
Good. Now, and you have other Newfoundland?
Correct. Newfies. I have a total of 4 Newfies. I have 2 black females and 1 gray female. Denali is a brown male.
Excellent. All right. Well, thank you. All right, folks. I think that's it. Unless Dee's got something else.
No.
Murphy does.
Oh, yeah, Murphy wants to talk, but, you know, he doesn't speak people, so it's kind of tough. Yeah, that's it for today. Thanks for joining us, folks, and see you next time.
All right, bye-bye.